Before I get started today, I wanted to make sure I give a big shout out to Jeannie Colwin Coaching. Jeannie Colwin is a stress and mind body coach in Los Angeles, and you might remember that she guest hosted my podcast this past January and came on live with me in August of 2021. And of course, she was back here with me in person in August of 2022, episode 238, called Stress Talk. We talked all about stress and some of the ways to which she helps clients. I'd recommend checking that out. Jeannie spent 16 years battling fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, and a myriad of other chronic symptoms that left her both physically and mentally exhausted. She healed herself completely, and now she's obsessed with getting her clients fast results through her one-on-one coaching program. In her program, clients learn how to decrease stress, release stuck negative emotions, and finally heal that chronic pain. Are you feeling stuck in your journey? Are you frustrated because you're familiar with TMS concepts but haven't seen much improvement? Are you sick of everyone talking about feeling their emotions because you don't know how to do it? Perhaps you're now realizing that you can't keep doing this on your own. Jeannie offers a free 45-minute consult where she'll help you identify what's holding you back so you can take your next steps for healing. Go to her website, jeanniecolwin.com, that's JeannieKulwin.com, and book a free call to see if it's a good fit. Welcome back to the show. It is October the 6th. The Seattle Mariners are in the playoffs for the first time in 21 years, and I will get to that in a couple of minutes. but before I do, I wanted to make sure that I give a shout out to the patrons of the podcast. There's over two dozen of you now. Thank you so much. If you go to patreon.com/themindandfitnesspodcast and you feel like throwing a few bucks in the tip jar, I would greatly appreciate it. So let me give a shout out to Barb and Arnie, Brian, Julie, Ross, Christina, Mike, Michael, Tony, Kelly, Irina, Mindy, Jason, John, James, Sylvie, Sasha, Dominic, Enda, Elise, Amanda, Paul, Brent, Emily, Kirk, and Daniel. Thank you all so much for continuing to support the show. So, the Mariners are back in the playoffs. If you're a baseball fan, the Seattle Mariners were basically Alaska South. But I've been a baseball fan since I moved here in 1995. I moved here in August of 1995 when the Mariners had their very first playoff run. And then it has been futile since 2001. And it's just sort of been disappointing season after disappointing season after disappointing season. And then last year they went on a run, and my wife and I decided just before this season started that we were going to become season ticket holders. A buddy of mine has them, and he had just said, hey, man, like, it's awesome. It's a great experience and all this kind of stuff. And I was, I just would never allow myself to buy season tickets really to anything, because it just is, it was something like I would love to have had as a little kid. But as an adult, I've talked about this in the show before, I just have a problem. I have an issue with money and the guilt behind spending it. But nevertheless, bit the bullet and bought it on a flex plan and got to see probably, I don't know, 20 or 25 or so games this year. And it was awesome. And so I'm looking about a month ago towards games that are happening in the latter part of the season, because I want to be there to see them clinch their first playoff berth. And on September 20th, I wrote up the remaining games for us and then the team that was closest to us, the Baltimore Orioles, and what game could we clinch or would we clinch in. And I predicted September 30th, we would win the game and clinch our first playoff berth. So as the next 10 days roll on, we start slumping and sliding. Baltimore also starts slumping and sliding. And then we get to the night of September 29th. J.P. Crawford hits a walk-off single. We win the game. It's a magic number of two, a magic number of one, which means that another Baltimore loss or a Seattle win would clinch a playoff spot for us. We go to the game. It's a 6:40 start, and around 7:15 or 7:30, Baltimore wins their game. So at that point in time, it becomes, hey, if Seattle wins, we go to the playoffs. And I will tell you, so we're tied, in the bottom of the ninth inning, and as a little kid that played baseball and played Little League for years and years and years, there's a dream scenario that all of us had. It is being able to come up to the plate with a full count, with two outs, in your home ballpark, in the bottom of the ninth, and have an opportunity to send your team to the playoffs. And so Cal Raleigh, our catcher, comes up, pinch hits the bottom of the ninth with two outs, draws a 3-2 count, and then just hits an absolute bomb of a home run to walk off, send us to the playoffs. I cried my eyes out, hugged my wife. I'm high-fiving strangers. It was a complete sellout, about 50,000 fans there. It was amazing. I wish that I could bottle up that sensation and that feeling and sell it, because I would be a gazillionaire. I've been to three games since then, since last Friday. It's been awesome. So we have playoff tickets. They will open the series, as you hear this, tomorrow on October 7th in Toronto. And we have to win two of three in Toronto, and then we can come back. And I will go to my first ever baseball playoff game on October the 15th. If they're successful, if they can get past Toronto, who's been a very tough opponent for us for 25 years. So that's what's been going on in my world. The other thing that's been going on in my world, you may have remembered a couple of weeks ago, I had an interview and I was talking, I say this actually on more than just the interview from a couple of weeks ago, but I kind of have this, this attitude about COVID, or I've had this attitude about COVID as time has gone on, that I am a unicorn and that I can't possibly, I can't possibly catch it. So of course, is that role, you know, I go to California, I go to the Lady Gaga concert, I go to San Francisco, and it just, nothing can stop me. And I just can't catch the COVID. And then I went to the University of Washington versus Michigan State football game on, what date would that have been? September, I think it was the 17th, September, Saturday, the September 17th. I took the light rail down to the stadium, and then to the right of me was this group of five or six old buddies from college. They're probably, I don't know, early 50s, mid 50s. They're getting very intoxicated. They're shouting in my face about, like, good stuff. Like, they're like good fans. They weren't being obnoxious. They were just very excited. And then go through Sunday. I go to Monday. I coach soccer practice for the kids, for the U9 team that I coach, Blazing Dragons. And then I wake up around midnight or 1 a.m. overnight on Monday, and I can just feel something is not right. I did a workout on Tuesday morning. My body, my legs hurt so bad, and just were hurting, and it was progressing, and it was getting worse. And by Tuesday night, I had felt like, gosh, like something's really muscularly really, really wrong. I just did these two really, really killer workouts Monday and Tuesday. I wouldn't say that I overexerted myself, but I definitely pushed my body to the limits and did, you know, I thought that I overdid it. So I thought that I had something maybe called rhabdo, which is, it's a thing in CrossFit, but it's a thing in training in general, whether you're training for a marathon or you're training for a Tough Mudder or you're training for a CrossFit competition or whatever, where basically you overtrain, and what happens is that what's called myoglobin in your muscles breaks down, and it gets, and it goes in your bloodstream, and it's something where your CK levels in your blood get tested, and your blood becomes toxic to itself. Oftentimes it's a 5 to 7 day hospital stay. So, I've got a couple of friends who had rhabdo several years ago, and it sounded an awful lot of like what they had described to me. So, I go to urgent care on Wednesday morning. I had tested negative for COVID four times by this point. So, over the previous 36 hours or so, because I thought, okay, like the muscle problems, like I don't have any other symptoms, but hey, maybe this one is it. And, they do a blood test for rhabdo. They were convinced that a test was at least worth it in this case. Comes back negative. My CK levels are fine. And then I went and took a PCR lab test at the University of Washington. That comes back positive. And then the symptoms start. And so I had the crazy fever, 103 degrees, and all that kind of stuff. My only really bad days were like Wednesday night, and then Thursday was awful. This is Thursday the 22nd. And then I was supposed to coach I had to miss the Husky football game on the 24th. And then on the 25th, I had to miss our first soccer game of the season. I was feeling well enough to coach, but I was still testing positive, and I didn't want to put any parent in the situation to have to feel weird about me being irresponsible around their kids. And I care about these kids so much, and I want them to all be healthy, and I don't want to expose them to that. So, by Monday it had been 10 days or, it had been over 5 days, it was day six on that Monday. So I went and I coached practice in a mask. By Tuesday, I'm testing negative. Wednesday, I'm still coaching in a mask because it's only day 8 at that point. And then day 10 is the M's playoff clincher. Literally, the timing couldn't have worked out perfectly. But I will tell you that this isn't so much a TMSC episode, but the thing that came to mind to me and how I felt that I should treat this bout of COVID, because symptoms seem to be different for all people all around. Some people, this goes on for weeks. My buddy Ken, who is probably conditionally, like meaning his physical condition, is the best of any friend that I have. He's 49 years old. He's got a heart like an ox, and he's in tremendous shape. He said it took him a couple of months to completely get over it and feel normal again. And I think I've said the analogy before where you can sort of have two responses to symptoms or TMS pain or chronic pain or whatever. It's a lot like the rain. If it is raining outside and you have a response that is freaking out, how upset you are at the fact that it's raining, your day is ruined, everything's bad, it's terrible, all this kind of stuff. So that can be one response. The other response can be you step outside and you go, there's a great episode of Seinfeld when Kramer's talking about how Newman doesn't deliver mail in the rain. And he walks outside and Jerry's like, why isn't Newman working today? And Kramer goes, oh yeah, it's raining. Just very indifferent. So if you're going outside and you're screaming about how terrible the rain is, or you're going outside and saying, oh, it's raining, that just has a profound impact on the rest of your experience over the weather, over that rain. And I treated COVID as exactly the same way. I had lots of client meetings I had to miss. I had a Huskies football game I had to miss. I had I had Mariners games that I couldn't attend. I couldn't go coach the soccer team. Couldn't be around my kids. Couldn't work out, couldn't go walk the dogs. There was so much I couldn't do, the things that I loved doing. But I treated it as such, as not devastated over missing these things, but instead having a true feeling and a true aura of, oh, it's COVID and I'll be fine. And lo and behold, on day 7, I test negative and I am symptom free. And I talked to a friend of mine who's a doctor. She had said testing negative on day 7 is extremely rare, especially with how bad Wednesday and Thursday and the first half of Friday were. I went back and worked out on September 30th. That was my first workout back, which was day 10, and had a good workout. Definitely my lungs weren't quite there, it felt like, yet. Worked out again on Sunday, worked out again on Monday, and my lungs again, not feeling great on Sunday, not feeling great on Monday. But I just kept that feeling of, A, I'm going to be fine. But then two, if I'm not fine, and this continues to be how it goes and how I feel and how my lungs feel and my overall capacity, that's okay. And whatever happens, happens, and it'll all work out. And that was to me, that was the big secret of really overcoming COVID in this case for me. But I've talked about this a lot on being able to overcome the chronic ailments that you may have, is can you walk in with a true tone and feeling of indifference? Because really, like, the more attention that you pay it, the more fear that it drives into you, the longer and the more intense those symptoms are going to last. I had somebody email me really recently who got a thoracic outlet syndrome diagnosis in October of 2021. So it's been about a year. And somebody had given her my information. She messaged me and asked me about how I was able to get over those things. And I had said to her, is this like a fairly recent diagnosis? She's an adult. I think she's about 40 years old. And she had said, yes. And I was like, so meaning after your early adolescence? She said, yes, it was a year ago. And I said, here's what I want you to do. I want you to sit down and make a list of things that were going on in your life of high stress or high stakes in October of 2021. And then what I want you to do is make a list of all the health ailments that you have had as far back as you can remember on one side of a piece of paper. And on the other side of the piece of paper, I want you to write down what was going on in your life around the time that those health ailments all started cropping up and popping up. And I said, it's going to be case closed and you're going to be able to figure out the root of your issues right then and there. So as far as COVID goes, I caught it. Anybody can catch COVID. I don't think that you catching it in the first place has much to do with where your nervous system is at that point in time. However, your capacity and ability to overcome it quickly, I think and the ability for your body to heal completely has to do with like, what is your frame of mind and what is your overall outlook on this? And if your prognosis, if you believe that it can be bad, that's one thing. If you believe that it can be bad and you can be okay with that bad outcome, that's really where the master lock is, the master key, if you will. I'm handing you the key for just about everything. So that's it. Short episode today. I just kind of wanted to go over the trials and tribulations. I am off to coach my Blazing Dragons. One of our best players broke her wrist last night, and so we'll be without her for 5 weeks. And I hope that she will be well, and she will be again, and we'll miss her. But this is just the way the cookie crumbles. So hope everybody has a great rest of the week. Go Mariners. I will talk to you next week.